All right, so you're thinking about becoming an Amazon Flex driver, but you want the inside scoop before jumping in.
Yeah, you want to know if it's worth it.
Exactly. We get sifting through tons of info online can be overwhelming.
Totally overwhelming.
That's where we come in. Think of this deep dive as your cheat sheet.
Your TLDR.
Yes. Pulling out the juiciest bits from forums, blogs, driver testimonials to help you decide if this gig is a gold mine or just a mirage.
We're cutting through all the noise.
Absolutely no sugarcoating.
Just honest insights.
Based on what actual Flex drivers are saying.
Straight from the drivers' mouths.
So is Amazon Flex really worth it?
That's the big question.
Let's find out. First up, the money.
Everyone wants to know about the money.
Amazon throws around those hourly rates of $18-$23.
Which sounds pretty good, right?
Tempting. But is that the whole story?
Not quite. It's important to remember that those advertised rates can vary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, depending on your location.
Your location matters.
Big times. A driver in Wichita reported seeing offers as low as $13 an hour,
Wow.
while someone in San Diego snagged a 4.5-hour block
Okay.
for a whopping $211.
That's almost $47 an hour.
Yeah, big difference.
Huge. Why such a big gap?
It all comes down to demand.
Okay.
And something called surge pricing.
Surge pricing. What's that?
Think of it like airlines.
Oh.
They raise prices during peak travel times, right?
Right.
Amazon does the same.
So when they need more drivers?
Exactly. When they need more drivers on the road, they increase the rates.
To entice people.
Yeah, savvy flex
Be
driver.
more flexible.
Yeah, and quick to snag those surge blocks.
They can really rake it in.
They can make some serious cash.
Think of it like a game.
You got to know how to play to win.
Okay, so it's not just about showing up.
No.
It's about being strategic.
Absolutely.
But even with those high earners,
Yeah.
we have to remember these are gross earnings, right?
Yay.
What about expenses?
Big one.
Gas wear and tear on the car, things like that.
Exactly. You've got to factor those in
To get a true picture.
to get a true picture of your take-home pay.
So what should people budget for that?
A good rule of thumb is to set aside about 20% of your earnings
20%.
to
Okay.
cover gas, maintenance, and even potentially extra insurance.
Package insurance.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
Okay, so don't get caught off guard by those hidden costs.
Now do it.
Makes sense. So it's crucial to track your mileage and expenses diligently.
Super important.
Any tips for new drivers on that front?
Absolutely. There are tons of great apps out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that can help you track your mileage and expenses automatically.
That's super handy.
Yeah, some even categorize your spending,
What?
making tax time a breeze.
Oh, great.
A little organization goes a long way.
And maximizing your profits.
Exactly.
Smart move. Now let's dig into the good stuff.
All right, let's talk about the perks.
What are some of the things that drivers consistently love about Amazon Flex?
Well, flexibility is the biggest winner.
The flexibility.
Yeah, the boss.
You're your own boss.
No set schedules, no micromanaging
So
managers.
you can just work whenever you want.
You choose the delivery blocks that work for you,
Oh, okay.
whether it's fitting them around another job.
Like a side hustle.
Exactly. Or family time.
Even just if you're bored.
You could grab a quick block between brunch and your pottery class.
Wow.
It's all about that freedom and control over your time.
I can see why that would be a major perk.
Huge perk.
It's like designing your own work-life balance,
Exactly.
which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But isn't the work itself pretty demanding?
It's definitely not sitting at a desk all day.
So what's the day-to-day experience really like for a Flex driver?
You're on your feet, moving packages.
You're lifting thing?
You're navigating traffic, dealing with parking situations.
Parking could be tough.
It can be physically tiring,
Yeah, I bet.
especially if you're delivering heavy items.
I was gonna say, are there heavy items?
Oh, yeah. Or tackling those dreaded apartment buildings with no elevators.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's a workout.
It sounds like you need to be in decent shape for this gig.
You gotta be able to lift.
But what about the mental side of things? Is it stressful?
It depends.
Depends on the person.
Some drivers find it pretty zen.
Zen.
Just you, the open road, and your favorite playlist.
Oh yeah.
Others get stressed out by traffic jams, difficult deliveries, or those days when the app seems to have a mind of its own.
Ah, the infamous Amazon Flex app. I've heard tales of glitches, crashes, and confusing routing.
Oh, the app can be a beast.
It sounds like a recipe for a meltdown.
Sometimes it feels that way.
How do drivers cope?
Well, some swear by using Google Maps or Waze for navigation.
Instead of the Flex app.
Yeah, they just don't trust it.
So they use a different map.
Yeah, others just develop a thick skin and learn to roll with the punches.
So it's not perfect, but you can work around it.
You can find workarounds.
Good to know. So it's not all smooth sailing, but there are ways to make it work.
You gotta be resourceful.
But what about support if you run into a problem?
Yeah, if you need help.
Can you actually get help from Amazon?
That's where things get a little tricky.
Oh no.
Experiences with driver support are mixed.
Mixed.
Yeah, some have had positive interactions, finding the representatives helpful and responsive.
Okay, good.
But others have faced long wait times, unhelpful responses, and a general feeling of being left to fend for themselves.
So you might be on your own.
Sometimes it feels that way.
It's a bit of a gamble.
Yeah.
And that lack of reliable support can be a major frustration for drivers.
That's a big one.
Okay, so let's be real. We've talked about the earning potential, the flexibility, but also some of the challenges like the wear and tear on your car.
Yeah.
Those app glitches.
For sure.
And the inconsistent support.
Big ones.
That all sounds pretty fair, but there's one more thing we need to address.
Okay, what's that?
What's the deal with blocks?
Ah, yes, blocks. This is Amazon's lingo for those preset time slots for deliveries.
So you sign up for a block of time.
You log into the app and see available blocks, each with a specific pay rate and estimated delivery window.
So you know how much you're going to make.
You choose the blocks that fit your schedule and desired earnings.
And bam, you're off to the races.
You got it.
Sounds straightforward enough.
Yeah.
But what about competition for those blocks? Yeah. Is it a free-for-all?
It can get pretty competitive.
Competitive.
Especially in busy areas or during peak times.
So like rush hour.
Yeah. New drivers often find it challenging to snag those desirable blocks.
Because they're new.
Yeah. Especially when seasoned flexers have their routines down pat.
They know the system.
They know how to work it.
So it takes persistence.
A lot of persistence.
And a bit of luck.
A little bit of luck.
To get the hang of it.
Yeah, but you'll get there.
Okay, so there's definitely a learning curve.
Yeah.
What about those slow periods?
Uh-huh.
Are there times when blocks are scarce?
Definitely. Demand fluctuates throughout the year.
So it's not always consistent.
No. With holidays being super busy.
Okay.
And other times being surprisingly slow.
So you might have some downtime.
You might. Experienced drivers often advise having a backup plan.
That's smart.
Or even combining Flex with other gigs.
Like other delivery apps.
Exactly. To create a more stable income stream.
So you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
That's a smart move. So it's important to be adaptable and resourceful.
You got to be able to roll with the punches.
But how does Flex actually stack up against those other gig options?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
I mean, you've got food delivery, rideshare, Instacart, and more.
So many options.
Why would someone choose Amazon Flex over those?
That's a great question. Each gig has its pros and cons.
They all have their pluses and minuses.
And it really comes down to personal preference.
What you sleep for.
Exactly. But let's unpack a few key comparisons to see where Flex stands.
Sounds good to me. Let's start with food delivery.
All right, food delivery.
How does Amazon Flex compare to those popular platforms like DoorDash and Uber Eats?
One of the biggest differences is the pay structure.
The way you get paid.
With Flex, you get that upfront guaranteed payout for the entire block.
So you know what you're making.
Exactly. Food delivery earnings are based on individual orders and tips, which can be unpredictable.
So you might make more per hour with Flex.
You might.
But you're also committed to that block of time.
You're locked in.
While with food delivery, you can hop on and off the app whenever you want.
Exactly. Flex is more structured.
Okay.
While food delivery offers greater flexibility.
So it depends what you're looking for.
Yeah. But Flex also has one major advantage that many drivers love.
What's that?
No passengers.
Oh, right. No passengers.
No need to worry about chatty passengers.
Or messy back seats.
Or those awkward what's your rating moments.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with any of that.
Just you and those packages cruising along to your own soundtrack.
That sounds pretty nice. Precisely. Now let's shift gears to rideshare.
Okay, rideshare.
How does Flex compare to the world of Uber and Lyft?
Well, with rideshare, there's the potential to hit those jackpot surge fares during peak hours.
Oh, yeah. You can make a lot of money.
You can, but it can also be super unpredictable.
Really?
Yeah. You might spend hours circling around waiting for a ping.
And end up making nothing?
And end up making less than minimum wage.
Oh, no.
With Flex, you have that guaranteed minimum for the block.
At least you know what you're getting.
Which can provide a sense of stability.
Okay.
But you also miss out on the chance for those big surge payouts.
So it's like a trade-off.
It's a trade-off.
Steady consistency.
Versus the thrill of the unknown.
And then there's the whole passenger interaction thing.
Oh, yeah.
Some drivers love it.
Yeah, some do.
Others find it draining.
Very draining.
With Flex, you're in your own little world.
You are.
Which could be a plus for introverts.
Big plus for introverts.
Or those who just prefer to keep things simple.
Yeah, keep it simple.
And don't forget about the wear and tear on your car.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Both gigs involve lots of drive.
Lots of drive.
But rideshare often means navigating busy city streets with constant stop-and-go traffic.
Yeah, lots of stop-and-go.
That can be tough on your vehicle.
Really tough.
Good point. It's all about those hidden costs again.
Gotta factor those in.
All right, last comparison. Instacart.
Okay, Instacart.
How does Flex measure up to the grocery delivery game?
Instacart is a completely different beast.
Different how?
It's not just about driving. You're also shopping for customers.
So you have to go into the store.
You're navigating crowded grocery stores.
I hate crowded grocery stores.
Hunting for specific items.
And what if they don't have what you need?
Dealing with substitutions.
Oh, that's annoying.
And sometimes lugging heavy bags up multiple flights of stairs.
Oh, man, that sounds exhausting.
It can be.
That sounds way more mentally and physically demanding than just picking up prepackaged items from a warehouse.
Way more demanding.
Wow. And the pay.
The pay can be inconsistent. A big order with a generous tip can be lucrative. But you might also get stuck with those small, time-consuming orders that barely cover your expenses.
So you could end up losing money.
You could.
So Flex might be a better bet for consistent earnings.
It might be.
Even if the hourly rate isn't always as high as those unicorn Instacart orders.
Yeah, you're not going to get rich quick with Flex.
So Flex has more consistent pay.
It does. And let's not forget that Flex offers those guaranteed payouts for the entire block.
You know what you're getting.
Well, Instacart earnings are based on individual orders and tips.
Which can fluctuate wildly.
I think it can really go up and down.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. The earning potential.
Uh-huh.
The pros and cons of Amazon Flex.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
And how it stacks up against other popular gig platforms.
We've compared it all.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
yeah,
I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
Based on what we've discussed so far,
uh-huh,
is Amazon Flex starting to sound more appealing?
Yeah.
Or less appealing?
What do you think?
I think it's got some potential.
It does. It's a mixed bag, right?
It is.
There's potential for decent earnings.
Okay.
And that coveted flexibility.
That everyone wants.
But there are also challenges and drawbacks to consider.
There are definitely some downsides.
Ultimately, the decision of whether or not to dive into the world of Amazon Flex is a personal one.
It really depends on the person.
It does.
Well said. When we come back after a quick break, we'll delve deeper into those pros and cons.
We'll really break it down.
To help you weigh your options and make an informed decision.
So you can decide if it's right for you.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so we're back.
Back for more.
And ready to unpack the pros and cons of Amazon Flex even further.
We're going deep.
We've already touched on some key points.
Uh-huh.
But let's dive deeper.
Let's get granular.
And really analyze what makes this gig tick.
What makes it work.
And what might make it stick in your craw.
The downsides.
So let's revisit those tempting pros.
The good stuff.
The flexibility is undeniable, right?
It's a huge plus.
You're calling the shots.
You're in control.
Setting your own schedule.
Work when you want.
And essentially being your own boss.
No one breathing down your neck.
For many, that's a dream come true.
It's a big draw.
It's like the ultimate freedom.
A total freedom.
Especially compared to the rigidity of a traditional 9-to-5.
Yeah, punching the clock.
But with great freedom,
uh-huh,
comes great responsibility.
That's Spider-Man, right?
Exactly. So what about those downsides?
Let's get real.
What are some of the hidden thorns that potential Flex drivers need to be aware of?
Well, for starters, let's talk about those ever-present expenses.
Expenses.
It's easy to get caught up in the allure of those hourly rates.
They do sound good.
But remember, you're essentially running a mini business here.
Oh, right, a mini business.
That means factoring in gas, vehicle maintenance insurance.
Oh.
And even those pesky parking tickets that seem to appear out of nowhere.
Parking tickets.
They add up.
So those hidden costs can really sneak up on you if you're not careful.
They can.
It's like death and taxes.
Unavoidable.
And potentially painful.
Sometimes.
So how can new drivers realistically estimate their expenses,
uh-huh,
and avoid any unpleasant surprises?
Great question. I highly recommend using a mileage tracking app.
A mileage tracking app?
There are so many out there.
Are they expensive?
Many are free.
Oh, okay.
And can automatically log your trips,
yeah,
categorize your expenses.
So they do everything for you.
And even generate reports for tax purposes.
That's amazing.
It's a lifesaver come tax season.
I bet.
And helps you stay on top of your finances throughout the year.
Smart move.
Very smart.
Now let's shift gears to another potential downside.
Okay.
The competition for blocks.
Uh-huh.
We've heard from drivers that it can be fierce.
It can be a bloodbath.
Especially in popular areas.
Yeah, the hot spots.
So how can new drivers compete?
Yeah, how do you get those blocks?
With those seasoned flex veterans.
Pros.
Who seem to have it all figured out.
It's true. Those prime blocks can disappear faster than a pizza at a college party.
I can imagine.
But don't despair.
There's hope.
There are strategies you can employ.
Strategies.
First, be strategic with your timing.
Timing.
Early mornings and weekends tend to be less competitive.
Oh, okay.
Second, learn the hot spots in your area.
So do your research.
Knowing where the demand is highest can give you an edge.
Okay.
And finally, be persistent.
Can't give up.
Keep refreshing the app, and eventually you'll snag those coveted blocks.
Let's just keep trying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a bit like playing the lottery. You got to be in it to win it.
I love that analogy.
It's true.
It's a game of skill.
And a little bit of luck.
But speaking of luck,
uh-huh.
What about those times when the app decides to act well?
Let's just say
uncooperative.
Glitchy.
We've all heard those horror stories.
Oh, yeah. The app has a mind of its own sometimes.
About glitches, crashes, and just plain bad routing.
It can be frustrating.
How can drivers navigate those tech-induced headaches?
Ah, yes. The infamous Amazon Flex app.
It's notorious.
It's a love-hate relationship for many drivers.
I can see why.
Sometimes it's a smooth operator, other times it's a total nightmare.
So unpredictable.
My best advice.
What's your advice?
Don't rely on it solely for navigation.
Don't just use the Flex app.
Use Google Maps or Waze as a backup.
Okay, so have a backup.
They often provide more accurate routing.
Oh, good.
And can save you from those frustrating detours that seem to add miles and minutes to your deliveries.
That's a great tip. It's like having a trusty map and compass in the digital age.
Old school.
But what about those times when you run into a real problem on the road?
Like a real snag.
A package gets lost? A customer is irate?
Oh.
Or you encounter an unforeseen delay?
Things happen.
What kind of support can drivers expect from Amazon?
That's where things can get a bit dicey.
Dicey.
Driver experiences with Amazon support vary widely.
So it's inconsistent.
Very inconsistent. Some have had positive interactions.
That's good.
Finding the representatives helpful and responsive.
So sometimes it works.
But others have reported long wait times, unhelpful responses.
Oh, wow.
And a general feeling of being left to fend for themselves.
So you're on your own.
It can feel that way.
Yikes. That's not reassuring. Sounds like relying on Amazon for support can be a bit of a gamble.
It's a bit of a gamble.
So what's the best course of action for drivers who encounter those tricky situations?
Resourcefulness and a bit of ingenuity are key.
So you got to be creative.
First, try to troubleshoot the issue yourself.
See if you can fix it.
Check the app for FAQs.
Okay.
Search online forums for similar experiences.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And see if there's a quick fix you can implement.
So do your research.
If all else fails, contact driver support.
Okay.
But be prepared for a potential wait and varying levels of helpfulness.
So don't expect too much.
It's also a good idea to document everything.
Document everything.
Take screenshots of error messages.
Okay.
Keep records of conversations with support.
So you have proof.
And note any delivery issues.
So if something goes wrong, you have a record. Documentation is key.
It's your best friend.
It's like having a paper trail for your gig economy adventure.
Exactly.
But beyond those logistical challenges,
mm-hmm.
What about the physical and mental demands of the job?
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
We've touched on this a bit, but I'd love to hear more about what drivers say about the day-to-day grind.
It's definitely not a desk job, that's for sure.
It's active.
You're on your feet, moving packages, navigating traffic.
Lots of driving.
And dealing with all sorts of weather conditions.
Rain or shine.
It can be physically tiring, especially if you're delivering heavy items or tackling those apartment buildings with endless flights of stairs.
Sounds like a workout.
It is a workout.
But what about the mental side of things? Is it stressful?
It can be, especially during peak times or when you're dealing with multiple deliveries in a tight time frame.
Yeah, when you're under pressure.
Traffic jams, parking nightmares,
mm-hmm.
and those where in the world is this address moments can definitely raise your stress levels.
I can imagine.
But on the flip side, some drivers find the work quite therapeutic.
Therapeutic.
They enjoy the solitude of the open road.
Just you and the road.
The freedom to set their own pace and the sense of accomplishment that comes with completing deliveries efficiently.
Oh yeah, getting things done.
That feeling of accomplishment.
So it seems like the experience can vary greatly depending on your personality, your tolerance for stress.
Uh-huh.
And even your luck on a particular day.
Some days are better than others.
But beyond those day-to-day challenges,
the bigger picture?
There's also the bigger picture to consider.
Right.
What about the long-term prospects of Amazon Flex?
Yeah, is this a career?
Is it a viable option for those seeking a stable income stream?
Can you make a living doing this?
Or is it better suited as a side hustle?
Just some extra cash.
That's a question that many potential Flex drivers grapple with.
They want to know.
And the honest answer is...
drumroll.
It depends.
It really does.
For some, it's a lifeline, a way to make ends meet when other options are limited.
When you need the money.
For others, it's a side hustle that supplements their income and provides extra spending money.
A little extra cash.
But relying solely on Flex for a full-time income can be risky.
It can be.
The work is inconsistent.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
The income can fluctuate.
It goes up and down.
And there are no benefits like health insurance or paid time off.
You're on your own.
So it's crucial to go in with realistic expectations.
Don't expect to get rich quick.
And a clear understanding of the limitations.
Know what you're getting into.
It's not a magic bullet.
It's not.
But it can be a valuable tool in your financial arsenal.
A way to make some extra money.
But what about those who are drawn to the flexibility and autonomy of the gig economy?
The freedom.
Is there a way to make Flex work as a more sustainable source of income?
A way to make it work long term.
Absolutely. The key is diversification.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Many savvy Flex drivers combine it with other gig platforms.
Like what?
Like DoorDash, Instacart, or even Rideshare.
So you're doing multiple gigs.
To create a more robust and stable income stream.
So you have multiple sources of income.
They leverage their skills, their time, and their knowledge of the gig economy landscape to maximize their earnings.
And make more money.
And create a work-life balance that fits their needs.
It's all about finding that balance.
It's like building a portfolio of gigs, spreading out the risk, and maximizing your earning potential.
It's a smart strategy.
It's a smart strategy for those who are committed to thriving in the gig economy.
You gotta be hustling.
But even with the best strategies, and a positive attitude.
He's got to stay positive.
There's always the looming fear of account deactivation.
Oh, yeah, that's the big one.
We've heard from drivers who have been deactivated for seemingly minor infractions.
It can happen.
Sometimes a little warning or explanation.
That's scary.
How can drivers protect themselves from this ultimate gig economy nightmare?
It's a valid concern, and unfortunately, there's no foolproof way to guarantee that your account will remain active forever.
So you're not totally safe.
But there are steps you can take to minimize the risk.
That's you can take.
First and foremost, familiarize yourself with Amazon's policies and guidelines.
Read the rules.
Know the rules of the game and play by them diligently.
Don't break the rules.
Second, maintain a high delivery success rate.
Make sure you deliver everything.
Avoid missed deliveries, late arrivals, and customer complaints.
Keep the customers happy.
Third, be responsive to communication from Amazon.
Check your messages.
Check your email and app notifications regularly and address any issues promptly.
Stay on top of it.
And finally, be respectful and professional in all your interactions with customer support staff and fellow drivers.
So be a good person.
Basically.
So it's all about being proactive, diligent, and maintaining a positive track record.
Be a good driver.
But even with those precautions, there's always an element of uncertainty in the gig economy.
It's part of the game.
It's a trade-off for the flexibility and autonomy that many drivers crave.
Freedom comes at a price.
But what about the bigger picture?
The societal impact.
How does the rise of gig work, like Amazon Flex, impact the traditional workforce and the economy as a whole?
That's a complex question with no easy answers.
It's a big question.
The gig economy is still evolving.
It's changing all the time.
And its long-term effects are yet to be fully understood.
So we don't know what the future holds.
But one thing is clear. It's disrupting traditional employment models.
It's changing the way we work.
And creating both opportunities and challenges for workers and businesses alike.
So there are pros and cons.
For some, it's a lifeline offering a flexible and accessible source of income.
A way to make money.
For others, it's a precarious existence with limited job security and few benefits.
So it's not perfect.
It's not a perfect system.
So it's a double-edged sword with both positive and negative implications.
It's complicated.
It's a topic that deserves further exploration and thoughtful discussion as we navigate the changing landscape of work in the 21st century.
It's an important conversation.
But for now, let's bring our focus back to the individual driver.
Back to the person behind the wheel.
We've covered the pros and cons, the challenges and rewards of Amazon Flex.
We've looked at it from all angles.
But at the end of the day, Is it worth it?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
It depends.
The decision of whether or not to dive into the world of Amazon Flex is deeply personal.
It's a personal choice.
It depends on your individual circumstances, your priorities, your risk tolerance, and your overall goals.
So it's time for some self-reflection.
Think about what you want.
What are you seeking in a gig?
What are your goals?
Do the potential rewards of Amazon Flex outweigh the inherent risks?
Is it worth the risks?
Are you prepared for the challenges and the uncertainties of the gig economy?
Are you ready for the hustle?
These are questions that only you can answer.
It's your decision.
But we hope that this deep dive has equipped you with the knowledge and insights to make an informed decision.
We've given you the information.
Now it's up to you.
Choose wisely.
Okay, so we're in the final stretch now.
The home stretch.
Of our Amazon Flex deep dive.
We've covered a lot.
We've explored the ins and outs of this gig.
All the nitty-gritty details.
From the earning potential.
The money.
And flexibility.
The freedom.
To those unavoidable expenses.
You gotta pay to play.
And the ever-present app glitches.
The app can be a pain.
We've even compared it to other popular gig platforms.
Like DoorDash and Instacart.
To see how it stacks up.
How does it compare?
So we've uncovered a lot of valuable information.
Lots of insights.
But now it's time to synthesize it all.
Bring it all together.
And answer that burning question.
The question on everyone's mind.
Is Amazon Flex really worth it?
Is it?
So let's cut to the chase.
What's the verdict?
What do you think?
Well, the truth is, there's no simple yes or no answer.
It's not black and white.
It's not a one-size-fits-all gig.
So it depends on the person.
It really does. The decision hinges on your individual needs, priorities, and risk tolerance.
So what if someone is looking for a side hustle?
Okay, so if you're seeking a side hustle that offers ultimate flexibility, the potential for decent earnings, and the freedom to be your own boss.
That's appealing to a lot of people.
Then Amazon Flex might be right up your alley.
So it could be a good fit.
It could be.
But it's not a golden ticket to easy money.
Yeah.
Or a guaranteed path to financial freedom.
It's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
So you're not going to become a millionaire doing this?
Probably not. Yeah. It requires effort, strategy, and a willingness to navigate the ups and downs of the gig economy.
So it's not a walk in the park.
It's not. You got to be willing to work.
Exactly. It's like any entrepreneurial endeavor.
You're running your own business.
You get out what you put in.
Exactly.
Those who approach it with a business mindset track their expenses diligently.
Uh-huh. Stay organized.
And are strategic about the blocks they choose, often find success and satisfaction.
They figure out the system.
So it's not just about showing up and driving around.
It's more than that.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Use your brain.
But even with the best strategies, there are inherent risks.
There are always risks.
And challenges.
Challenges, too.
Associated with this gig.
It's not perfect.
Absolutely. The inconsistent workflow.
Sometimes it's busy, sometimes it's slow.
The potential for app glitches.
The app can be unpredictable.
The lack of traditional benefits.
No health insurance, no paid time off.
And the ever-present threat of account deactivation.
You could get deactivated.
Those are all factors to consider carefully.
You got to weigh the risks and rewards.
It's a trade-off, right?
It is.
You gain flexibility and autonomy.
Freedom.
But you sacrifice stability and security.
The safety net. Precisely.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so crucial to do your due diligence.
Do your research.
Weigh the pros and cons.
Make a list.
And make a decision that aligns with your individual circumstances and goals.
What's right for you.
Exactly.
So if you're considering taking the plunge into the world of Amazon Flex.
If you're ready to try it out.
What are some key takeaways to keep in mind?
What do you need to know?
What advice would you give to those who are ready to hit the road?
All right, here's the advice.
Lay it on us.
First, go in with realistic expectations.
Okay.
This is not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Yeah.
But a way to earn supplemental income.
Some extra cash.
Potentially even transition into a full-time gig.
If you really hustle.
If you're strategic and persistent.
Second, be prepared to put in the effort.
You gotta work for it.
This is not a passive income stream.
No, you're not just sitting around. It requires dedication, organization, and a willingness to learn and adapt.
Be flexible.
Third, track your expenses meticulously. Stay organized. Use a mileage tracking app. Categorize your spending and set aside a portion of your earnings for taxes and unexpected costs.
So be prepared for those hidden costs.
Exactly.
Those are all great practical tips.
The nuts and bolts.
But what about the mental game?
Yeah. How do you stay sane?
How can new drivers stay motivated and avoid burnout?
It's tough out there.
In the sometimes chaotic world of the gig economy.
The hustle is real.
That's a great question. Maintaining a positive mindset is crucial in this line of work.
I gotta stay positive.
Celebrate your successes.
When you have a good day.
Learn from your mistakes.
But when you have a bad day.
And don't be afraid to seek support from other drivers.
Talk to other people who are doing it.
Online forums and social media groups can be valuable resources.
There are great communities out there.
For sharing tips, advice, and encouragement.
You can learn a lot from other drivers.
Remember, you're not alone in this journey.
We're all in this together.
It's like having a virtual support system, a community of like-minded individuals who understand the unique challenges
and rewards
of the gig economy.
Exactly.
And speaking of community, I think it's important to acknowledge the broader societal implications of the rise of gig work platforms like Amazon Flex.
The gig economy is changing the world.
It's a big shift.
Absolutely. The gig economy is transforming the way we work, and it's raising important questions about labor rights, worker protections, and the future of traditional employment models.
It's a whole new world of work.
It's a topic that deserves ongoing discussion and thoughtful consideration as we navigate this evolving landscape.
It's an important conversation to have.
So as we wrap up our deep dive.
It's been a journey.
Into the world of Amazon Flex.
I want to leave our listeners with this final thought.
One last thing to ponder.
The decision of whether or not to become a Flex driver.
To flex or not to flex.
Is ultimately yours to make.
It's your choice.
We provided you with the insights.
All the information.
The tools and the perspectives.
Different angles.
To weigh your options and make an informed choice.
So you can make the best decision for you.
Now it's time to trust your gut.
Follow your intuition.
And embark on the path that feels right for you.
You got this.
Whether you choose to embrace the flexibility and autonomy of Amazon Flex.
The freedom.
Or explore other avenues in the gig economy.
There are so many options.
We wish you all the best in your journey.
Good luck out there.
Happy delivering.